Last week, the government was paralysed by debate over same-sex marriage in the Liberal and National Party room meeting, and it's clear there are still very deep divides on the matter, very deep, as the PM tries to work out how to address this question with the people. It's understood that it's likely to be discussed again today in Cabinet. But when we were talking about conscience votes on Friday with Emeritus Professor John Warhurst on 666 Mornings, he made the very good point, I thought, that conscience has often been applied to matters of Christian moral judgment. That need not be the only parameters for conscience. My next guest says that, in essence, the elephant in the room is the religious beliefs of MPs. Brian Morris campaigns on matters sacred and secular, and he's with me now. Brian, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Genevieve.
Now, firstly, tell me about the role of Plain Reason, your group. What are you activists on?
The reason for us, of course, is what the name says, it's Plain Reason. We deal with issues that are based on science and logic and reason, and hence the writing of the book, Sacred to Secular. Australia is not a secular country, and so the book explains exactly why we're not, what the problems are, and how they can be addressed.
Now, what you're identifying clearly here is the role of Christian MPs. Now, of course, and I think you don't deny this, everyone has a right to their individual religious beliefs, but what do you think needs to happen in Parliament when we measure up in these debates?
In your introduction, you've exactly said it. I think that this whole issue of marriage equality is brought to the fore. This deep divide, I mean, based on what is essentially religious conviction, and referred it to comments that are made quite regularly. It wasn't too far back that Senator Erica Betts made the comment that one would have to be intellectually bankrupt to expect parliamentarians to leave their religion at the door of Parliament. Well, I mean, we've really got to get out of this mindset here that Parliament is really the plaything of people who have strong religious beliefs. The majority of the Australian public are no longer predominantly Christian. The latest Morgan poll puts more than 50% of Australians who are non-Christian. And so as the population moves forward towards the more secular democracies, and I use the examples of Scandinavia, Norway, Denmark and Sweden, more than 80% secular, and they've managed to move this whole political religious debate from the public and political forum to very much the private and personal aspects of religion, which is what it was really meant to be.
Brian, although the MPs have been duly elected by the majority of voters in their particular electorate, so ordinary people have had a chance to choose these people, to examine these people and tick them off at the ballot box. So they do represent the choice of those people in the Parliament, don't they? And presumably the religious beliefs are part of that.
Well, I'd argue that because, I mean, the problem is that there are very few parliamentarians that declare their religion in their bios, in their biographies, both their parliamentary or electorate. Now, I think it's really important that all parliamentarians, both state and federal, start to do that, to be honest with the electorate about where they stand on their religious beliefs and the extent to which their activities in different churches really go. I mean, some parliamentarians are very heavily involved in their churches, and there's no question at all that bears heavily on not just the marriage equality issue, but a vast range of social issues that regularly come before Parliament, both state and federal, issues like, you know, voluntary euthanasia and teaching ethics classes in school rather than the religious classes.
So I wonder then, Brian, as I suggested in the introduction, whether perhaps one of the things we could do is simply broaden the idea of a conscience vote to allow people to acknowledge perhaps lifelong commitments to other belief systems, whether religious or otherwise, perhaps a lifelong commitment to the environment, issues on which people tend to have passionate and deeply held beliefs.
Under our constitution, people can believe exactly what they wish. But I think for parliamentarians, if they're putting themselves forward to represent the people of Australia in various parliaments, they should be honest about what their religious commitments really are, or non-belief. I mean, I think that's really important too. And I think that one of the issues also at the time of election, that the media could play a much, much stronger role in bringing these issues to the fore. As I say, it's very much an elephant in the room. Media could be asking those sorts of questions on the very important social issues.
Although, Brian, you do come at this from the point of view of feeling that Christian beliefs are questionable, though, don't you? You've referred to questionable biblical beliefs. So your personal viewpoint on this would be that Christian beliefs are not ones that could be upheld within debate and Parliament on ordinary social issues.
Well, certainly that's my personal view, and it's shared by an awful lot of people. But either way, I think that that whatever one's beliefs are, and we also know that there are a number of parliamentarians who are atheists. Well, that's fine, whatever their beliefs are. But I think it should be put on the public record so that when it comes to election time, voters have the at least the opportunity to see where their parliamentarians stand, how their beliefs might affect their vote on a whole range of different issues, so that they can make a rational choice.
So just finally, Brian, you've mentioned this in the context of elections, but how would you operate this in practice at the rest of the time, though? Would you ask people to declare all religious beliefs about everything when there was a debate to which they could possibly pertain?
Again, the point I'm saying, if in all their biographies they made it quite clear about where they stand on their religion, their denomination, or not at all, and how that may affect their vote on a range of different issues, then if it's on the record, that's fine. After the election, once people are in Parliament, I mean, all one can hope for is that parliamentarians just exercise their decisions on a rational basis.
Okay, Brian Morris, interesting to talk to you. Many thanks indeed for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.